You're listening to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, episode number 91.
Lost Japan Podcast, episode 91 をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English Podcast. Today we have a special guest. I'm Chieko.
I'm Yasuko.
And I'm Masako.
And we're here to explore the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。今日はスペシャルゲストを迎えてお送りしたいと思います。やっこと、
ちーちゃんと、
まーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're having a beautiful day in Seattle, and it definitely is starting to feel like summer.
まあそうね、こっちもだいぶ暑くなってきて、もう本当暑いです。はい。
So today's topic is actually about what foods do we enjoy during the summer and the hot months?
そうです。今日のテーマは夏に食べたりするものについて語り合っていきたいと思います。
So the first thing I think about when I think about Japan and hot summers is 冷たいそうめん。
その通りでございます。やっこ大好きなんだよね、そうめん。だから I'm always very excited in the summertime because I can eat a lot of そうめん。
What do you put on your そうめん？
ああ、それはね、結構いろいろで、きゅうりとかハムとか卵とかを細く切って、千切りにして、はい、冷やし中華みたいな感じで乗っけたり、はいはいはい、薬味を作って、それを乗っけて食べたりするし、あとはしそとか、みょうがとか、yeah. those herby type of things.、Mm-hmm. We sometimes eat そうめん with that. And sometimes, I don't know about this, but my dad always puts みかんの缶詰を上に乗っけるんだよね。
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So in my house, we would always do that. And so there's a lot of ways to eat somen. Mm.
Somen salad is actually pretty popular in Hawaii.
What's that?
Kind of what you described in the first one, where you have like thin slices of kyuri, tamago, maybe ham.
Ah, 本当?
But that's a popular, yeah, somen salad.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
Oh, that, and that's called somen salad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute! I'm gonna call it somen salad.
So the second thing that comes to mind when I think about hot summers in Japan mm-hmm. is watermelon.
Oh.
My dad loves watermelon.
確かにみんなスイカ食べてるよね。ちーちゃんの方が日本のことよく知ってる感じがするよ。
Well, it's like, I feel like when you read 漫画とか読んでるといつも暑い夏の時みんなスイカ食べてて。
食べてるよね。
My dad is 結構 he's from the 田舎 and so I can totally see him as a little boy eating スイカ in the country.
わかるわかる。想像すっごいできるよね、ちーちゃんのお父さん。夏のミーミーとか言ってセミが鳴いててさ、mm-hmm. 帽子かぶっててタンクトップみたいなの着てて、mm-hmm. 冷たい冷やしたスイカを割って食べてる感じだよね。
Yeah. I think because Japan, because it's so humid, it's really hot.
I know. It's well, you started out today in our podcast. It's a beautiful day in Seattle って言って始まったじゃん。Mm-hmm. やっぱもうね、それは言えなかったよね、日本。日本は beautiful day とは言えないなと思ってさ。It's just so...It's 気持ち悪いぐらい humid. Mm,
yeah.
So, 日本でもう一つ食べるのがさ、かき氷なんだよね。
Oh, yes! They have really 日本のタイプかき氷 in Hawaii.
そう、ハワイ。
We call it shave ice.
何アイス?
Shave ice.
あ、そっかそっか。Shaved ice ね。
It's not shaved.
ん?
See, that's the weird thing is, so you would think that because it's past tense, meaning you've taken the ice and you've shaved it,、
uh-huh.
you would say it's shaved ice.、
Uh-huh.
But in Hawaii, they say shave ice.
Ooh.
There's no D in it.
Oh, it's not.
It's not really grammatically correct.
No. And I think on the Big Island, they say, I shave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something different.
マジで。そうなんだ。シェーブアイスなんだ。
What do they call it here?
Snow cone.
Oh, snow cone.
Yeah. So in the mainland, in the rest of the United States, a lot of times we'll call it snow cones.
Oh, I've never heard that. Well,シアトルって食べないからかもしれないけど。
Yeah, because you don't see them very often here in the rest of the United States. But in Hawaii, it's very popular. It's 日本のスタイル かき氷 and it's really delicious.
その日本式っていうのとじゃあアメリカ式って何が違うの?
So it's the flavor of the syrup. So 日本のシロップは結構さっぱりした味なんだよね。So like if you were to taste like strawberry or peach flavors that are Japanese versus strawberry and peach flavors that are American, they're very different.
なるほど。
It's different in gum, it's different in candies, it's different in shave ice syrup.
That's true.
本当に違う。
そんなに違うんだね。
Grape flavor.
Grape is really different.
かき氷にかけるシロップの味がアメリカっぽいんじゃなくて日本のさっぱりした感じだっていうことか。
Yeah. I think also like the texture of the ice.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because if you buy it here, like in Seattle, it's a little bit more grainy and icy.
Yeah. Oh.
But if you buy it in Hawaii, it's very like fine, like it just melts in your mouth.
Maji de sore mo chigau no ka?
Well, and they make an art out of it because they even have special ways that they freeze the ice.
Oh, yeah.
So that it shaves nicely. And affects the texture of the shave ice.
なるほど。そのアメリカだともうちょっとゴツゴツしたかき氷になるのに対してハワイだと日本みたいにサラサラのかき氷になるって言ってるけど、mm-hmm. 確かに氷自体をもう本当に透明の綺麗な氷を使わないとそうなんないって聞くからね。
Mm-hmm.
ああじゃあハワイは結構日本の感じがミックスされてるんだね。
Yeah, and you can get it with a little お餅とか、you can get green tea flavors, you can get it with 小豆とか。つけてくれるからね。あ、本
当？小豆までつけてくれるの？
So that's what I always get when I'm in Hawaii. I'm like, shave ice every day.
まあね、まあね、まあ暑いとそうなっちゃうけど、あの、お餅ってことは白玉だよね、きっとね。
そうそうそうそう。
白玉と抹茶っていうか、白と小豆がのっかる。We call that 宇治金時。
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, 宇治金時あんなすごいですね。
But like the United States, I think Hawaii also has the barbecue culture.
Yeah.
Hawaiians are pros at cooking meat.
そうだよ。
grilling meat.
ね、だもう、ヤコの、まあ、未だに思い出としてもそうだけど、イメージとしてアメリカの夏といえばバーベキューだよね。
Mm-hmm.
もうハワイだろうが、シアトルだろうが、その印象が強い気がするけど、やっぱりやるんだね。
Yeah.
I think though, like, you think of American barbecue, burgers, and hot dogs, but in Hawaii, it's a little different. They do more like Korean style, you know, marinated meats. So the smell, it just smells really good.
それは美味しそうな匂いがもうしてきたよ。なるほど。何かソースかなんかに絡めた感じのお肉を焼くってことか。で、ヤコがさ、2人それぞれに聞きたいのが、こう夏の間、まあ、バーベキューしますって言うじゃない?そういった時に夏の間、例えば何回ぐらいやる?
At our house, we will grill 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh my gosh, 3 or 4 times a week.
it's the way we cook in the summer.
やっぱりそうなんだ。
It's like, okay, go out, because it's just outside our door, so, you know, John will cook up chicken legs, steaks, ribs, we'll roast up potatoes, corn on the cob, all of that on the barbecue.
Yummy, yummy,
yummy. Even our salmon and stuff we put on the grill. Yeah.
I don't do it as often just because I don't have a barbecue at my house. It's more like if I go to a friend's house or they're actually... are grills by the pool at my condo, but I don't actually walk down there and grill very much.
あ、でもちゃんと敷地内にはあるって感じなんだね。自分家にはなかったにしても。
Yeah. But if you're down at the pool, you'll see people come and go as they bring their barbecue items, they'll grill it, and then they take it back to their condo.
Yeah, yeah.
なるほどね。こっちだとさ、バーベキューってなるとすっごい大ごとになるんだよ。ビッグパーティーナイトみたいな感じでさ、すんごい
We do those too, but...
それとはやっぱ違うんだよね。ちょっとご飯のために焼きましょうみたいな感じで、はいはい、感覚で頻繁にやるんだろうね。
Yeah.
こっちだと、ね、夏、春と秋の方が多いのかもしれないけど、とにかくワンシーズンで1回か2回ぐらいなんじゃないのかなって思うよね。
Yeah. We do big barbecues like that, like a couple few times, you know, in the summer. Oh, so like the 4th of July, we invite a bunch of people over. And we say sometimes it's like bring your own meat. So people will just bring, you know, whatever they want to eat and we just throw it on the grill.
なるほど.
And then we do it potluck style. So people will bring potato salad and, you know, fruit salads and desserts and stuff like that.
But people in Japan have grills at their house?
一家に一台はなかなかないとは思う、ただやっぱり庭があるところとかちょっと古い日本の家じゃなければ持ってる人は結構最近多いと思うね、
And you have one, right? I think I saw one at your house.
We have like three.
Oh my gosh!
Like the old charcoal ones?
Yeah, we have that type. And then also with the smoker みたいな感じのやつがあってで2つだったんだけどうちの親も持っててさでそれはガスなんだよね、
okay.
それをうちに持ってきたんで because they don't use it at the condo they live in and so they brought it to our house and so we have three now
nice you get to do lots of barbecue but the thing is like again I think because in Japan it's so hot and humid
そうなのよ
does barbecuing sound kind of extra heat added or
そうよそんなのやってらんないよ夏は暑すぎてさもう家の中ですら暑いから、家の中で火を使うだけでももううんざりする。Just to cook something in the house is sometimes めんどくさい。
Yeah. So I could see why you like the somen salad.
そうです。そうめん。やっぱりそうめんに戻ってくるわけですよこれが。
That's funny because お父さん likes somen and スイカ。
I know, he's so old school Japan.
Yeah.
もうね、本当に絵に描いたような感じだよね。
Absolutely.
それだけ長いことアメリカに住んでて、日本の心を捨ててない感じが。Yan and I talk about it a lot.
How he likes お味噌汁 and gohan.
Yep, he's definitely a product of Japan.
この間ね、この間つても1年前、去年か会って久々にお会いしてでもなんかちいちゃんのまーちゃんのお父さんって本当に日本の感じがするよねどんなにアメリカに住んでても
Yeah, for sure
But I would imagine for like to live in the United States that long and still have 日本のものを手に入れて食事とか日本っぽくしているって結構大変なことだと思うんだよね
Yeah, and that burden fell on my mom.
Oh, okay. なるほどね。うちも父親がやっぱりそうだったから、We also had お味噌汁and ご飯and, and 日本食 in the house. And so, and of course, my mom had to prepare all of that. So, まあ結構やっぱ大変だったじゃないかなって思うからね。
In the future, we need to do an episode with our parents
about
stuff we miss about Japan.And their experiences. I'd love to hear what they had to say.
Oh my gosh. うちのお母さんはまず英語をしゃべもう she's like 英語しゃべれない英語しゃべれないみたいなフォービアだよね。それこそ she has that. Yeah. So she'll probably talk in Japanese. But I think that's okay. And I think the problem will be my dad. It would be hard to get him on the podcast, but I'll try.
Sounds good. Well, if you have special summer foods, going back to the original topic of our podcast, which is summer foods, are there special summer foods that you eat in your area or in your culture? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
そうですね。今日は夏の食べ物について話してきましたけど、皆さんも、特に夏に食べるものとかあれば、インスタや Facebook でシェアしてください。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。